It's been a bad month for the climate change crowd. More evidence came in that the left's phony climate change narrative is a complete crock. NASA satellite data shows there has been no global warming for 8 years and 5 months. One ramification of this truth is that the United Nations IPCC predictions of global warming made in 1990 are completely wrong. That's despite 475 billion tons of Colorado II emissions. Moreover, major hurricanes hit a near record low last year and there's record cold in the Northeast this year. There's temperature data going back 350 years and it shows the Earth started warming after the Little Ice Age completely due to natural causes. Nobody can claim Colorado II emissions were a problem in 1659 when the warming started. Supporters of the modern climate change narrative have never proven Colorado II emissions caused the Earth to warm up. They also ignore the obvious fact the Earth's temperature varies with the amount of sun activity and how close the Earth's orbit to the sun is at any given time. Evidence also came in this month that many things the climate change crowd believes just ain't so. The left wants you to believe the seas are rising and coastal catastrophes are right around the corner. But NOAA's coastal sea level tide gauge data continue to show no evidence of accelerating sea level rise. The climateistas also want you to believe the polar bears are disappearing and wildlife in general is vanishing. Not true. Polar bear populations are increasing, up maybe 6,000 in the last 6 years. And animal populations are expanding. This includes antelope, elk, mountain lions, and bears, among other species. The recovery of the grizzly bear is so profound that the Fish and Wildlife Service might accept Montana's petition to remove grizzlies from the endangered species list. Evidence is accumulating that renewable energy sources have problems and adverse consequences of their own. Nearly 80 rural communities rejected or restricted solar projects last year. They're pushing back against big solar farms gobbling up their land. The Inflation Reduction Act earmarked oodles of cash for wind and solar, but the amount of land needed to build it all out is equivalent to the size of the state of Tennessee. The locals affected aren't going to stand for it. Wind power has a number of problems of its own. 4 wind turbines have collapsed since 2021, and the blades fall off. Experts are worried the problems are accelerating in newer models. Wind turbines have to be hooked up to diesel generators to keep them warm in cold climates in the winter, and the generators leak thousands of gallons of hydraulic oil onto the land. Where do you think it goes from there? There is concern putting wind turbines offshore kills the whales. Also, it's been known since 2009 that living close to wind turbines has adverse health consequences for humans. The turbines can cause heart disease, tinnitus, vertigo, panic attacks, migraine headaches, and sleep deprivation, according to scientific evidence. It's clear renewable energy is not the nirvana the climate crowd makes it out to be. Evidence is also piling up that the Biden administration's vaunted green transition is a pipe dream, not Shangri-La, and can't ever happen. I'll pick up with that tomorrow. Visit the Daily Skirmish Watch Eagle Headline News 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time weekdays, the 6 top stories in 1 minute.